Yeah, yep, I'm ready.
All right, let's do it. Hey everybody, welcome to Static Show. This is Bob.
Hey, Porky Pig.
I'm going to do a perfect acting job of someone being happy. There. Perfect. I don't know what all you clowns think happy is. But that was happy. Did I ever tell you that I really like girls? You know, the funny thing is I was just talking about our old film professor on my trip this weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was telling him how... how Lauren was really a really good influence on making you have a thick skin, because he would basically tell you that your idea was shit, and you know, if this was my idea, I'd just drop this class and start over. He said that.
I think my favorite quote was, "You know what I say about that shot? Fuck that shot." I think that was one of my favorite quotations.
Fuck that shot.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Lauren was the best.
And I don't remember what it was in reference to, but it was just... Thank God it wasn't Money My Movie.
So. Yeah, really. Yeah. And you see this guy right here. He liked to put penises in all his films. Remember that? Dude had penis pong. Remember that?
I don't really remember.
It was all animated. It wasn't
trying to black all that out.
It was funny though. I'm like, I'm telling this guy I'm riding with, and he can't believe it. I'm, oh yeah, this dude would just tell you all kinds of shit, and you know,
it's like the twisted version of Kung Fu or something.
Yeah, no kidding.
Grasshopper, if you can
snatch the pebble,
snatch this mag film out of my hand, you're ready to leave.
If you can snatch the Schaefer's out of my hand.
Well, you're ready to leave.
If you're ready to leave, then yeah. I'm that dude was rough.
Yeah.
Well, that's the most stupid. This isn't America's goddamn videos. Funniest videos here. This is serious stuff.
Yeah. You know what?
If you don't think of this, you can just drop out.
I just get my chops broken because it's like, where's your tripod? You didn't use a tripod.
That's right. Where's the tripod?
Hey, all these movies today that make millions of dollars, guess what?
No tripod.
No tripod.
Well, they got Steadicam, though, so.
Well, still. That's I pioneered that.
Yeah, I don't think sticking the thing on your goddamn belly is a Steadicam, you know what I mean?
So. I pioneered that.
I did Cloverfield before there was a Cloverfield.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, no. Right. No. I don't think that's going to fly. It's not going to make you feel any better at night.
I made Blair Witch before there was a Blair Witch.
He was right, you know, he was right.
Well, how come they're making millions of dollars now? Because of me.
I don't think so.
Me.
Because things change and they do different stuff. Technology,
me.
Basically.
Me. It's all on me.
Yeah, okay, me. Whatever. Boy, oh boy.
Me.
Walked into that one.
Mm-hmm.
Title. I'd take that film and wipe my ass with it. It would look better. Oh, we're going to be down at the Pinch Penny Pub.
I got some videotapes here. I want.
So one of our favorite professors.
Yeah.
And he wasn't even a doctor. He was just like, I don't know, just Lauren.
An old alcoholic.
Lauren Cocking.
Yeah,
he was tenured, that's for sure.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
There's your thing against tenure right there. This guy's drunk half the time.
Driving around with the McDonald's cup with a beer can inside.
Right, that was his cover. drinking beer through a straw all day long, man.
That old man. It's
so... He's probably dead.
Probably.
Well, if you need a Nazi uniform, I got one.
Don't ask me how. I just
have one. I remember he said that to some guys.
That's okay. We don't want to know why you have
it. He said he had a Nazi uniform.
I don't even want to know.
Oh, my God. Everybody was like, oh, my God.
What the hell?
Where's the nearest exit?
Yeah.
And I have to pass this class to get a degree? Holy shit.
It all goes through this guy, man.
It does. Basically, it did. I mean, there was probably another one, but his was one of the big classes you had to pass. So.
Yeah.
That and your final, but, I mean, you had to get through him first. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was one of the, I don't know, maybe that's changed since then, but it was one of the few bachelor-level classes where you had to have a thesis. You had to do a thesis.
Yeah.
Which, you know, was like, master's level usually had to do a thesis of some kind where you had to like defend yourself and everything.
Right.
Yeah, we had to do that. Well, that was a big pain. I had Bucky for my guy though. So you had Dick, right?
I had a little Dick. Yeah.
Yeah. God rest his soul.
R.I.P. Dick. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I had Bucky for my guy. I'd defend myself against the Buckmeister.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyhow, I went to, you know, down the Lake of the Ozarks again. That seems to be where my destination here is lately.
The best nudie bar you ever saw.
Although I did hear that maybe I'll go to Springfield, Missouri, so I don't know.
Well, that's a change up.
That's a change up. I don't know where I was at, but I was at a pizza place that was really good in Springfield. I'll have to find that again. So.
Was it CC's?
It wasn't CC's. It wasn't an all-you-can-eat buffet, although that sounds very good.
Was it Fuddruckers?
It wasn't Fuddruckers. It was a local thing. Because there is actually a college down there, you know, so.
St. Louis Bread Company?
No, it wasn't the St. Louis Bread Company.
So. Panera?
This week, my best meal was at Vista Grande. Vista Grande. Mexican.
Right next to it was a strip place called Fista Grande.
Vista Grande. Now it was right across from the outlet mall. So.
Oh, okay.
Anyway. But, and I actually took a picture of this and put it on my Twitter, I think. But I was at this hotel called the Inn at Grand Glaze. Have I told you anything about this motel or this hotel before?
Is that like Noah's Ark?
No, it's not like Noah's Ark in St. Charles. It's not there anymore. Noah's Ark's not there.
It's not?
No, I don't think so. It was Best Western.
I racked my nuts really hard there once. That's another story. I don't know, go ahead with your story.
Did you pay for it? Or?
Well, I do have that.
So I was at the Inn at Grand Glaze, which is kind of a rundown kind of hotel down there at the Lake of the Ozarks.
A dumpy, shitty mess.
Well, the funny thing is, I generally travel, there's one guy I travel with quite a bit for work, you know, and he always has the hardest time most of the time, you know. I mean, it just seems like everything crappy happens to him.
I like to call him Bob Crane.
Yeah, no, it's like, you know, when you and I were hanging out in college?
Yeah.
And you know how it was hanging out with me? I'd find money. I'd get free stuff.
Yes.
It continues to this day. I hope I haven't told this story before, but.
Except free passes.
What's that? Well, no, those were mine to take, and you took them from me, so.
Go ahead. Sorry, go ahead.
I didn't show up, so I screwed myself out of those. If I would have been there, I guess you would have had them all.
Oh, well.
Me.
Oh, well.
You're just sopping up on the gravy of my life, my friend.
Don't hate. Don't be a hater, man.
So anyway, so the same thing happens to this guy who travels with me that happened to you most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going, this is a different time. This wasn't this time. But I do have a story about Inn at Grand Glaze for this time. This real quick. So we're checking into the Inn at the Grand Glaze, and you know, you can check in usually about 3 o'clock or whatever.
Sure.
So whenever we gotta stay overnight anyway, we usually get there around 3 or 4, so then we can get checked in and go out to dinner, right?
Sure.
So we get there and it's like, oh well, you know, Bob, your room's ready. Great, got my room key and everything. We'll call him Dick. Dick. Well, your room's not ready. You know. Sorry.
So Dick couldn't get in.
They couldn't get in. So I go, well, what do you want to do, you know? And he's like, oh, I'll just hang out here in the lobby. Go ahead and go get, you know, squared away, and I'll meet you here, you know, for dinner at 5. I'll keep checking in with him, you know.
Right.
I'm like, all right, cool. As long as you're okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I take off and go to my room, and I come back at 5. He's still in the lobby. I go, what's up, man? He's like, oh, my room's not ready yet.
What?
And I said, well, do you want to hang out and see if it's ready? He's like, yeah, let's hang out for about another 15, 20 minutes, and I'll check back in, and then we'll, if not, we'll go to dinner. Okay.
Yeah.
Checks in. No, it's not ready yet. Sorry, not ready. Okay. So I'm like, well, let's go out to dinner. So we go out to dinner, you know, have a good sit-down dinner. I think we actually went to Vista Grande then because I love that place. It's so good.
Sure.
And come back. No, room's not ready.
What?
Let's get to be about like 6 o'clock at night.
Why don't you invite him to your room?
I asked him, I said, what do you want to do? I'm not inviting him to my room. What am I? He's trying to score here? God, I got to work with this guy.
He's a friend of yours.
I'm not pulling some kind of weird title move. Hey, would you like to come down and see my room? Come on. Hey, you want a party?
You want to wrestle in your underwear?
Yeah. So, no, I said, I actually did say, you know, well, do you want to come hang out or whatever, but...
Or whatever. Like, oh,
yeah. No, I didn't say whatever. So, but he's like, no. So then finally we wait. I sit with him in the lobby for about 10 or 15 minutes. Oh, your room's ready. Oh, great. Okay, so we go our separate ways. And his room was ready, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the next morning I see him, and, I mean, he's got this look on his face like, you know, oh, my God. So he gets to his room, right, which is ready.
Yeah.
In more ways than one, because somebody left him a little present in the toilet.
No.
Yeah.
Somebody
like yourself took a big honking shit in the toilet, and evidently the person who was cleaning his room, you know, quotation, air quotes there.
No.
Didn't bother to check the toilet and flush it.
No.
I guess they just made the bed or something.
But
to top it off, he went and got ice, you know, from the ice thing.
Yes.
And he got him, you know, it was like, oh, now I got this shit in my toilet. Okay, I got to. So he had himself a soda, you know, poured it over ice. Yeah. The next morning, the ice is melted, right?
Yeah.
He looks in the bottom of the bucket. It's like covered with silt. So he's like drinking this nasty crusty ice.
Oh my God.
So he was so pissed.
Oh my God, the turd in the toilet.
After waiting for like 3 hours, they say his room's ready and it's got shit in the toilet.
Well, that's extra.
Yeah, but you gotta pay extra for
that. That costs extra.
Your friend Bob said that was your fetish. Yeah, so.
Are you sure you just didn't sneak in there first? I'm like, hey, here's $5. Just give me his key. I'm going to go in there and drop a deuce.
Leave it in the toilet. I did not. So anyway, every time we travel, he hates going to that place now.
I bet.
And it was under duress. We actually were supposed to be there another time, and we stayed someplace else. So we go back. This time was not so bad. But here's the weird thing about this time. We get there. I took this picture. I'll put it up on the website.
Yeah.
It has the tiniest, tiniest bar of soap I've ever seen in my life. It's like not much bigger than your thumb. Right?
No, we just reuse it. That's all.
It's tiny. You get two of those, right? One for the shower and one for the sink. Tiny, like big as your thumb.
Oh.
And then the shampoo bottle was like the trial size at Walmart or whatever, you know? It's huge.
Oh, my God.
So I'm like, oh, my God, this is bizarre. So, yeah. So, like, he scammed. He was like, I got to have more soap in this, you know what I mean? So he went and scammed, like, 4 bars or something off of the cleaning lady. I just tried to use it. It was like using the sliver. I'm trying to soap up, you know?
Which was bigger, the turd or the
the turd was last time. I don't remember. I didn't hear about that.
Oh my God!
This turd was more than likely bigger than this soap. It was so tiny.
That is sick.
So I took a picture of it because I'm like, this is just bizarre.
Yeah.
I mean, I could see, you know, you get those hotel soaps, which are smaller, right?
Yeah.
But this thing was just like, it was literally like a USB thumb drive. It was almost that small, I swear to God.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my, what am I supposed to clean with this? I couldn't even clean my ass. I said, what do you want me to use for the other cheek? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Bar
yeah.
soap. So anyway. So you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
You're fading off here.
I'm grossed out.
Oh, why? Because I said ass cheek?
No, just I'm picturing this little turd in the toilet.
Oh, I don't think it was a little turd. From what he told me, it was the business.
Oh man.
And speaking of business, you know what? If you need some help with your business, go to see Angie's List at AngiesList.com. From electrician to physician, contractor to doctor, Angie List has the experience that you can borrow, right?
A practical maid, perhaps?
You could probably find a good maid to help you out in the pinch there.
Maid would be good. Yeah.
But if you want to save yourself 25% on your order when you go to AngiesList.com, you need a code word. You know what that code word is?
Static.
Static, that's right. Code word static, save 25%.
25%.
25%, that's right.
It's a deal.
So whenever you want to, you know, get a little more help in the bathroom cleaning department, consider Angie's List. They probably got somebody to help you out, you know. Code word static.
I'm grossed out.
So what's up with you? You probably left that deuce. When were you down at Lake of the Ozarks?
I don't know.
That's probably you, man.
Oh.
Yeah, that sounds like something you'd do. They'd be like cleaning the other rooms. You know how they open up several doors?
Yeah, right.
And you'd like sneaking in there. Got to pinch one off and then run on down the road there.
Newspaper underneath my arm.
Yeah, no kidding. That'd be you.
So I felt like I was like surrounded by like your extended family all weekend with this whole Halloween thing going on.
Okay.
There's two quick stories real fast. Number one is like.
What's number two? Let's just skip to number
two. Well, number one just real fast was like these little kids. These little kids are running around in the neighborhood.
Right. That's what happens on Halloween.
They're across the street. And all of a sudden, I hear, like, this woman yelling at him. It was, like, their mom. And she's like, I didn't fucking hit you. Get up.
Oh, nice.
I'm like, what? You know, it's Halloween. What the hell? You know, she's, like, using the F word in front of kids. And I'm like, jeez.
Sounds like your house.
Like, no, it's not like your house. Your house, pal. Yours. So I go to a department store.
A department store?
Was
it Higbee's?
No, it was like a, you know, a chain store, you know.
Well, what one? I don't understand. What kind of department store do you have near you? Like a Famous and Bar?
They have a Blue Light Special, okay.
Oh, Kmart.
Yeah, I go to Kmart.
That's not a department store. It's a discount store.
It is?
Yeah, Kmart's a discount store.
Oh.
Like so Walmart.
There's like, it's not far from closing. It's like the day before Halloween.
Closing time. Yeah.
There's like three people working there, and that's it, you know.
Were they dressed up?
No.
Ooh, we saw some at the Culver's we stopped to eat at. We're all dressed up, yeah.
Yeah.
All sexy nurses.
Really?
No, I'm just joking.
I didn't get that.
No. Go ahead.
There's like just like three women working there. Like I'm the only one in there. I go walking in there, and there was a mask that my kid was looking for.
Yeah, what was it?
Shirley Temple.
Oh no, I was thinking it was what was that one from the? Oh shit, the Scream thing.
Sure. Okay. Yeah, it was the Scream thing. Yeah,
the Scream mask.
So I go in there, and there's kind of like this, you know, Deborah Winger looking, you know, lookalike working out there. And,
Deborah Winger when she was popular, or Deborah Winger today?
More like when she was popular, I guess.
Oh, really? Okay. Lord lift us up where we belong.
I got no place to go. And Anyway, I see some signs that say something about 50% off or something. I go, hey,
the only two Deborah Wingers are from Texas. There's Steers. And, never mind.
Yeah, anyway. But I go, well, hey, yeah, my kid wants, you know, this. And she goes, well, we got something right here. I'm like, oh, cool. You know, cool.
Just take a look over the counter down low.
Look at these. You like these? Mm.
Yeah.
So, I'm like, cool, 50% off. You're speaking my language, you know?
No kidding.
The night before Halloween, I go, yeah, give me one. You're sure 50% off? Yep. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
50% off this mask. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. Okay. All right. So I get a few things, you know. I go to checkout. Now, that's woman one. That's lady.
All right. All right.
Lady two.
Okay.
The checkout lady.
What?
I'm trying to think who the lady two would be.
One was Deborah Winger. Two would be what? Marsha Mason.
Yeah, Marsha Mason. yeah.
Marsha Mason today or Marsha Mason goodbye girl Marsha Mason?
No, the girl that wanted to stick a flute in her pussy there from American Pie.
Oh, Allison Hannigan.
Yeah, I got like Allison Hannigan. Right?
Really? This is getting much more interesting to me.
And now she's a checkout girl, right? There's like no one there.
I'm much more interested in Allison Hannigan than I am Deborah Winger.
Yeah, so I'm kind of, you know, chit-chatting as I like to do.
You play the flute? And, you remind me of some girl in the movie that plays the flute. You ever play the flute?
With her vagina. And
you ever watch Sid and Marty Krofft with that magic flute? I think I got a magic flute could play a tune. You got to blow on it.
It's called the bonophone. You like the bonophone, the skin flute?
Yeah, there you go.
Is that what you like?
This Kmart's getting kind of lame. I think we should go play it, make some music, you know.
Go, blah, 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 blah.
Go ahead.
And so she rings up and she's like, oh, that'll be, you know.
$100.
Yeah, it's like $50 or something. I'm like, what?
What?
I go, wait, it's just a lot of this stuff is on sale. Oh, no, it's not. I go, wait a minute, Deborah Winger over there.
Lord lift us up where we belong.
Now, Deborah Winger, since then, has gone up to the front by the cashiers. Is now talking to girl number three, who is like Natalie from The Facts of Life.
Why is there so many Natalies in this world, really?
Yeah, well, there's a lot in Iowa, believe me. Iowa is composed of Natalie, believe me. Right. So I'm like, well, maybe you should check because I don't. Deborah Winger just told me.
You should probably go ask Deborah Winger over there, Allison. And
yeah,
while you're at it, pick a flute up and we'll.
So hand to God, she's yelling across the store now. Hey, aren't masks 50% off?
You know, I like them dumb.
Masks is.
That's nice.
They're like, no, costumes are 50% off, not mask is. Oh, fuck.
Now, if you bought this mask is when the costume, would it be 50% off? Or?
Would it be mask eye?
Mask eye. These are not the mask is you're looking for.
In the meantime, I turn around and, like, there's this old, like, kind of like the bailiff from
Night Court?
Or, yeah, like, behind, like, Selma. What was her name?
Selma Diamond.
Yeah, I got, like, Selma Diamond behind me. You know, like, I can see this lady's, like, seething in anger that I'm, like, totally, like, 20 minutes in line. You know, these jackass won't.
Hey, these masks are on sale.
Wait, now, Deborah Winger said. And then she's totally like backpedaling, like, oh, no, I didn't. No, they're not on sale.
I never said the masks are on sale.
The mask is not on sale.
Can you possibly tell me the name of a holy city? Damascus.
Oh, my God. She totally, like, we never had that conversation. Nope.
I think a lot of people do that to you. I have a feeling.
Who are you?
Yeah.
He pinched my bottom.
He rubbed his testicles on me.
He picked me up like he was Richard Gere. He's going to walk me right out the damn store.
Oh, my goodness. This is not a, this is a common occurrence for you, I think.
I don't.
Yeah, I think
which
so.
Occurrence? Yeah, which, yeah. A girl pretending she didn't know me. Yeah, that. Yeah, that is true. Yeah, that's happened true. Many times.
That's true, and just changing up. You know.
Yeah, I've all that's happened you. Many a time. Believe me. Yeah.
You say, hey, look at this big nose coming in here. We're gonna fuck with him.
There's a lot of guys that look like Miles Tidal. I mean, I get confused. I don't.
Yeah, are you wearing your trucker hat? Because I mean, that's the.
The Chinese letter sideways, and it says,
yeah, that's right. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, yeah, go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
How much is that mask is in the window? How much is...
Oh, my God.
Baskis is not costumes, okay? Just so you know.
So did you pay full price? Or
did
you
I did, yeah.
Put it back?
It was too much. It was too much show material. I couldn't put it back.
Like you know, I'm paying an extra $5 just to talk about this shit.
I'll just charge it to the show. That's all.
There you go. I'll put it on the show tab.
Yeah.
My God, if that were true, we would have such a problem. Financial problem going on here.
Hey, someday when we make it big, I'm taking that.
Yeah, I'm itemizing all this shit right out.
Miles, what is this word? Mask is?
That's so bizarre. Oh, it's maskers. Who even thinks it's maskers?
I don't.
It's not even spelt like maskers.
I don't know. I don't even know how you would even get maskers out of that.
Well, these people, like, you know, the special people that get hired to stock the shelves or what?
No, I mean, it's a very nice lady. I'm not, you know, I'm not anything against her. I just thought, I'm like in Bob Lament's house or something. Here. Jesus.
We don't say maskers in my house.
Oh, let me see. The kids want some maskers.
Maskers.
Linus and...
What the hell kind of voice is that?
I don't. That's you.
Lamont, you dummy. You put the maskers over here.
The wino and the rhino.
That's right.
But I just thought that was all worth it right there.
Oh,
I thought that
great. Was all mask is
hey Natalie, come on. We are breaking the mask is
Mrs. Garrett said no discount on the mask is.
What if I put on the mask and just strip down naked? That would be my costume then, really. I mean
yeah, that'd be all right.
Let's see it.
I don't think you'll do it.
Jiggle it just a little bit.
What's that mask you got on down there? It looks like hair.
Looks like the end of a balloon or something. Not very big.
Oh, my goodness.
I can't even tell if you're circumcised.
That looks like a little maskus.
It's hardly a maskus at all.
Like a Billy Barty maskus.
That's right. That's
it's a maskus for your nose or something.
That's a mini maskus. Yeah,
yeah.
Your nose is bigger than that thing.
Looks like a balloon. I want to blow it up.
Son, and this is where the fun begins.
So if you want to have some fun... I suggest
go buy yourself a
maskus. Maskus.
I'm looking for that Captain Kirk maskus anywhere.
Sir, I think it's mask and not maskus. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, no,
that
was between Natalie and Deborah and Allison all told me it was maskus.
Well, how much is the costumes then? I don't know, let me see. How much is the costumes?
What about them costumes are on 50% off?
The costumes and the mask is.
That's funny.
Oh my god.
I'm surprised you weren't at the mart, so you know.
No, wall, it's just the wall, funny, like the one girl's totally mispronouncing where the other girl's like acting like she never even spoke to me before. Like we never had the conversation. I don't know what he's talking about.
Make sure you charge him for the mask he's wearing right now.
Yeah.
It's like Ichabod Crane's fatter older brother.
Yeah.
Oh,
take
goodness.
Off the Dan Aykroyd driving Miss Daisy mask, sir. Oh, that is his face. Oh, shit.
No, more like, what was that movie? Dan Aykroyd played the judge. It was like Chevy Chase.
Oh, nothing but trouble. Something.
There you go. That's more what you look like with the dick nose.
Oh. You know what your maskies looks like?
You got a penis.
A wiener.
You got a penises on your maskies.
Well, my penises would like to be your pussy.
When you blow that thing, does it get hard or what?
Like a whistle. Like a whistle.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, Miles.
A meat whistle.
If someone wanted to, you know, give you a 50% off maskus, how would they do that?
Well, they can go hang out at their local Kmart, or they could
be there by the gumball machines.
The gumball machine.
That's all I remember about Kmart as a kid was they had the biggest selection of those gumball machines.
And a shitty cafeteria.
And I remember, this was from when I was a little kid all the way until I was like a teenager. Because one time we had a party, you know, and I got like a roll of quarters and I bought all the cheap shit in those gumball machines.
Sure.
And I had them as prizes at the party.
You're
cheap. No, it was funny. It was funny. It was weird. I got balloons and I got those cheap things and I put them in the balloons so you couldn't see what was in there. And then I also like filled some of the balloons up with beer.
Like later you find out they were actually condoms.
Yeah, no, they weren't condoms. And then the idea was you pop the balloon to get a prize and then sometimes you pop a balloon and you get totally wet from the beer. It's funny.
That was the machine you kept putting quarters.
They weren't condoms. They were
condominiums.
Condominiums, yeah, something like that.
How much is the condominiums?
How much is the condominiums?
The Magnol Norris condominiums by Trojan.
Shit. So if anybody wanted to send you anything, what would they do?
They can go to Facebook. They can Miles Tidal, M-I-L-E-S, Tidal, T-I-D-A-L, the Twitters, they could do that. Static Radio's on Facebook now. Don't go to MySpace. I don't have MySpace.
Oh, you don't have MySpace.
I took it down.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah.
All right. I still got a MySpace. All right, well, maybe next year you can get your maskus for 50% off.
I'm hoping, man.
I'm hoping, man.
I'm going to go get a date with Deborah Winger next year.
There you go. Lord lift up.